Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In our 11th episode, we will talk about Dr. Esther Mahlangu, the first person to transfer the traditional Ndebele style of mural painting to canvas. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you 7 curious facts that you didn't know about the artist that is known for her preservation of the Ndebele culture through her beautiful large-scale contemporary paintings. The information provided in this episode comes from multiple sources and is not mine. All authors are credited on Her Art Podcast blog on Medium. Curious fact number 1. Mahlangu was taught how to paint by her mother and grandmother. The artist started perfecting her craft using traditional soil paint from the forests and by the rivers. By the time she was a teen, she was an expert at executing murals using a wide range of paint colors. Mahlangu is no stranger to the title of first. She's been at it since birth. She is the first of 9 children. She has 6 brothers and 2 sisters. My mother and grandmother used their hands, and I was taught to paint with the chicken feather, Mahlangu once said in an interview with the Sunday Times. Curious fact number 2. Traditionally, Ndebele women decorate the exterior walls of houses with elaborately painted patterns and graphic elements, symbolizing important events such as weddings or other celebrations. Thus, the walls are used as active communicative media within the community. Esther Mahlangu has separated those decorations and patterns from her people's traditional art of painting in the form of pictures, vessels, or carpets. She has constantly brought it into new context, thereby combining her artwork with items used in everyday life. Curious fact number 3. Using a chicken feather rather than a paintbrush, Mahlangu applies thick black outlines and vivid colors. She creates her compositions without the help of preliminary drawings or a ruler for straight lines, painting freehand with incredible precision and deciding on the shades as she proceeds. As with the younger generation of artists, Mahlangu may use acrylic paint today, which opened up an entirely new color palette, but when she first started, she worked with natural pigments. She made herself and cow dung limited to yellow, white, ochre, black, and red hues. Acrylic paint have allowed me to use many more colors than I could have with natural pigments, she notes. What many find interesting about my artworks is that although they are based on traditional Ndebele designs, they are still very modern and current. They can fit into a home or office anywhere in the world and don't appear dated. This move to blend tradition and modernity have elevated the art and helped to showcase the Ndebele people's contribution to contemporary art. Curious fact number 4. Esther was discovered after researchers from Paris saw the paintings of Mahlangu's house in 1986. They invited her to create murals for an exhibition of international contemporary art called The Magicians of the World. 3 years later, she flew to France and lived there for 2 months and painted a house in front of thousands of spectators. Curious fact number 5. Esther Mahlangu's initial collaboration with BMW was in 1991, where she was asked to paint a BMW art car. Esther's first car, following a lineage of that includes Andy Warhol, Alexander Calder, Frank Stella, Roy Lichtenstein, and many other well-known male artists of the Western canon, has done a lot to keep the history and magnitude of Ndebele paintings alive. 25 years later, the company commissioned the artist to paint the interior panels of a BMW Individual 7 Series, with the one-of-a-kind car going up for auction at the Frieze Art Fair in London in October 2017. Talk about great things coming together! Thomas Gerst, an art historian, author, and head of cultural engagement at BMW, said that BMW's decision to commission Esther was because of her ability to blend the traditional with modern, making her now recognized in Belle's contribution to contemporary art. Curious fact number 6. Last year, the University of Johannesburg decided to honor Mahlangu with an honorary doctorate for her legacy as a cultural entrepreneur and educator, skillfully negotiating local and global worlds. When the world-renowned artist isn't exhibiting her work all over the globe, she spends time mentoring young artists in Mpumalanga. Her students learn how to mix pigments and paint straight lines, freehand, and without sketches, using fingers or chicken feathers. In July 2019, renowned artist Dr. Esther Mahlangu was set to receive the award of Officer in the French Order of Arts and Letters at a special celebration that coincides with the local Bastille Day celebration at the French residence. The award was presented on behalf of the French Minister of Culture during the celebration in Pretoria. The award recognizes artists for their significant contribution to the enrichment of the arts and literature in France and abroad. Thank you so much for listening to the 11th episode of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. Tune in next month for our last episode from the second season, when I'm going to tell you about Louis Bourgeois, one of the most imaginative sculptors of the 20th century. See you later.